Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. In this episode, we're taking a break from the AI trade and turning to some of the less glamorous corners of the fixed income and credit markets. Unlike equities, the biggest winners in credit are rarely the companies doing the most exciting things. In fact, it's usually the opposite. They're usually the ones becoming less risky and the ones where uncertainty is decreasing. The second quarter gave us a few clear examples of this. Take Paramount. Paramount's hybrid debt fell sharply in the first quarter as capital structure and leverage concerns related to the pending Warner Brothers acquisition forced a downgrade to high yield. In the second quarter, the hybrids returned over 19% in just one quarter. Paramount's hybrids didn't rally because its operating performance materially improved overnight. They rallied because execution and financing risk around the transaction was reduced and generated a multiple of more than 8 times the high yield index over the quarter as a result. Now, Paramount's situation is not resolved, but the impact of less uncertainty was profound. This framing matters right now because the AI tailwind investors have been so reliant on may be starting to wane, with AI-related issuance finally beginning to test investor appetite for corporate bonds. As a result, investors are starting to ask themselves a different question. They're asking themselves, who are the borrowers that are becoming less risky, not more? And one continuously underappreciated answer to that is the U.S. high-yield market itself. Since the financial crisis, the quality of the U.S. high-yield corporate bond universe has migrated meaningfully higher. Double Bs now make up roughly half the index versus a third 15 to 20 years ago, while triple Cs have shrunk. The issuer base is larger and more mature, with secured bonds and fewer aggressive LBO structures as the riskiest borrowing is migrated to the leveraged loans and private credit markets. In other words, the high-yield market has effectively exported much of its historical tail risk elsewhere. The catch is, however, high-yield spreads of roughly 270 basis points compared to a historical average of over 500 basis points look extremely tight. But index-level spreads are masking the dispersion of mispriced uncertainty lying under the hood. And that makes this an exciting time to be an active manager, because by being able to capitalize on this mispriced uncertainty is how we can add value. So while investors remain hyper-focused, no pun intended, on the AI story, they may be overlooking a number of issuers and sectors quietly becoming the unsung heroes of U.S. credit markets and overlooking meaningful returns in portfolios as a result. That's it for the Weekly Fix. See you next week.
Paramount's hybrids returned over 19% in Q2 alone, generating a return more than 8 times the high yield index for the quarter. Source, Bloomberg, as of June 30th, 2026.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.